Now, after last week, when Margaret was telling us about a cricket match that turned into almost a riot with people actually being killed, you're going to be looking at something a little bit quieter this week.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to be talking about a benefactress in Essex in the 18th century and some of the good things she did for the area. And the lady in question is a lady, in fact. She was Lady Olivia Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as we can ascertain, she was born in 1773 and really came to prominence as far as charity in the area is concerned when she married a gentleman called General Robert Sparrow.
Right.
Now, General Sparrow was a landowner in Leigh-on-Sea and Hadley. He owned land and properties in both areas. And Lady Olivia decided that she wanted to do some good in the area. And so one of the things that she did was provide clean drinking water for the residents of Leigh.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, one of the wells that she had established in Leigh survived until the 1920s.
Wow.
Quite remarkable. But her main area of charity was in education.
Mm-hmm.
And in both Leigh-on-Sea and Hadley, she was the founder of a number of schools for the poor, so that children could be educated in the area.
Mm.
She's not well commemorated for all her charitable endeavours, and she did a considerable amount in the 18th century. And we believe that one of the reasons for this is that she fell out with the local vicar at Leigh, and it said she refused to attend church.
Right.
I suppose she couldn't bear to see him standing in the pulpit each week. But the only real commemoration that we can trace of her in the area is that Leigh-on-Sea has a road called Olivia Drive.
Oh, yes.
So it's a shame, really, that she's not better known and better commemorated in Essex. But she spent a considerable amount of money on trying to make the local people's lives very much easier.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.